702.
The Aubrey Masango Show.
Live, online.
Smartphones, DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
17 minutes after 9 o'clock, Advocate Simba Chitando is my guest. He represents somewhat 180,000 Zimbabweans in the Gauteng High Court as they fight against the decision by, I suppose, the authorities. I'm thinking it would be Home Affairs to stop a particular regime that has been going on for a couple of years that gave special permits, special visa permits specifically to Zimbabweans. He joins me now to explain how all of that works. Advocate, thank you very much for joining us, and we really appreciate your time.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me. Greetings to your listeners.
From your perspective, what is this all about? Perhaps start off by explaining to us the nature of the visa regime that characterized this special permit, and why specifically to Zimbabweans? Why was it not afforded other foreign nationals?
Okay, thank you. That's a very good question. The regime, the current regime, the ZEP regime, is a product of several others that took place since 2009. There was the, before this, there's been a ZSP and a DZP, and we now have the current regime, which is set to expire at the end of December this year.
Yeah.
And as you're aware, there's a grace period of 12 months. But you also asked why Zimbabweans alone. There is other nationals within the country that have their own regime. Lesotho has its, for example, Angola as well. So you've got, it's not just Zimbabweans, it's just in this particular case we're dealing with Zimbabweans with this particular regime. Yeah.
Right. So what does it mean? What is the character of this regime, of the special permit? Why is it there, and what is it supposed to achieve?
Well, it's there to regularize or legalize migration of a number of, in this case, I think we started off with 250,000, it's now about 180,000 Zimbabweans. So it legalizes their right to be in the country and to obviously to work, to send their school, their kids to school, to study, to do whatever is necessary to live a full life in the country.
But is that not available to any foreign national who comes to South Africa to come and live, work, and raise their family for whatever reasons? Why must there be a special process, regime for that? Isn't that part of South Africa's protocols, laws, agreements, international agreements?
Yes, I'm very glad that you've asked that question. I've done some media and some press in a couple of weeks, and no one's actually asked that question. It's controversial. I won't go into the legal stuff, but I think it's a political question in many ways. There are so many visas that are provided for, temporary visas, and there's obviously also permanent residence permits available as well, provided by the Immigration Act. These laws provide specific migration policy. You have study permits, you've got business permits, you've got various types of permits. But the ZEP has been specifically created just for Zimbabweans for a short period of time to live and work in the country without actually giving them the rights that would normally be available in the Immigration Act. That's why there's such a big furor in this matter, why it's a legal matter and also a political issue. The ZEP, there is nowhere in the Immigration Act that says Zimbabwe exemption permit. It just doesn't exist. It was created by politicians to accommodate this large number of Zimbabweans to live and to work in the country.
Why? Let me perhaps rephrase my question, Advocate. We have a lot of Swazis coming to South Africa, but people from Eswatini, people from Lesotho, Botswana. Do they have similar regimes? Why was there a special regime, special set of rules for Zimbabweans?
Okay. The political justification or reasoning is that you had a large number. Well, the argument was that there was problems in Zimbabwe. Obviously, there's an economic, there is an economic situation in Zimbabwe that has driven many Zimbabweans to South Africa for employment and for to study or start businesses, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So this regime was created to accommodate that migration of individuals, obviously. They're here to work, so that's what it was meant to do. But in doing so, it has provided them rights that are not normally available to other people, because people come from the West, people come from Germany, as you're aware, America, to migrate into this country. And they come in and they get permanent residence permits or they get business permits that give them rights to access finance, for instance, a degree of permanency. In this case, we're dealing with an expired ZEP in a few weeks. Yes. And these people live in permanently, but they don't have the right of permanency. They don't have permanent residence.
So let me try and understand this, Advocate, because really I'm still sort of none the wiser. You say that a special regime was created specifically for Zimbabweans, but you are saying that, remember, there are regimes for other nationals, for example, the Lesotho, Angolans, and so forth, as you've just said. There are other regimes, but in the Zimbabwean case, it was a special regime that was created because there was an influx of Zimbabweans coming from Zimbabwe to come to South Africa, and that was because of the economic and political unrest that was taking place in the country, and that regime was created for that reason.
It was to regularize those individuals. Yes, that's obviously why it was created. And I have to
I'm a little confused about the obviously, because I don't know whether it's obviously that way. Was it that? Okay.
They came in to regularize people from Zimbabwe who wanted to live and work in the country.
So
as simple.
Yeah.
So let me
just break it down a little bit further. So because of the sheer numbers that were coming to South Africa as a result of the political and economic uncertainties that were taking place there, there was a decision by the South African government to regularize the numbers of Zimbabweans that were coming to South Africa. And what that created was a situation where Zimbabweans could then be regularized. We would know who they are, where they're from, what they are doing in South Africa, and how many of them are there. Is that the gist of it?
Yes. I hear your question, but I'd like to I think it's a little bit, it simplifies.
Sure.
It a little bit.
Understood, yeah.
Too much, I think, it generalizes things.
Okay.
Every Zimbabwean is different. Okay? There are Zimbabweans who would be in this country even if there wasn't a political or economic problem in the country.
Yes.
Zimbabweans were migrating to South Africa when Zimbabwe was actually thriving economically.
Sure.
I have to say that. It's important that people know that.
Sure.
People, for instance, and as an example, you have a strong economy like Germany, and you have Germans who are migrating to South Africa anyway.
Yeah. No. And it's good that you mentioned that, because that's where my question was going. So what exactly was the motivation for a special regime? Because you're right. Zimbabweans in South Africa have been moving to and fro South Africa and Zimbabwe for eons. What was the fundamental reason, the prince that created this particular regime, and what was the principle behind it?
Okay. In many ways, that question is is very difficult, almost impossible for me to answer because I'm not the South African government, okay? But the justification that we've seen in the discussions and the liberation that from Parliament, which I've seen, the economic collapse increased the number of Zimbabweans that would have wanted to come into the country to move into work. And economic difficulties and one of the major factors.
And when was this decision made?
Well, when the first regime started, I think it was the DZP, when it started back in 2009, I think it was.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you that many South Africans are unaware of the existence of this regime. And that's probably, including myself, I was unaware of it myself. That's probably why I'm asking some of these very rudimentary questions, Advocate. So bear with me. So this is a regime that's, and by the way, I got to tell you that we've invited the Department of Home Affairs. They were busy. So we really need you to help us out with this. So in 2009, this special situation is created by the South African government.
Yes, there is, I think the first regime, which was the DZP, I believe it was. That's the history of it. It's been renewed every 4 years and called 4 or 5 years, and it's been called something else. It starts DZP and it became something else, and the term changed after every period of time.
Did this regime take into account that there are Zimbabweans that are here for reasons of refuge? There are Zimbabweans that are here just for purely economic reasons. That there are Zimbabweans that are here for purely migratory reasons. They've decided that they want to move to South Africa, not because there's a problem in Zimbabwe, but they've decided that they want to make South Africa their home. As you said, that there are many different reasons why Zimbabweans were moving to South Africa. Did this particular regime, this particular settlement, take that into account?
I don't think it did. I'm glad you asked that question. I don't think it did because when I look at the ZEP holders that I have been working with, some are waiters. Some are in the hospitality industry as waiters. Others own businesses. There's one gentleman who we are assisting who owns a landscaping business worth several million rand. There are some people with the ZEP. One individual I know is working for Disney as an animator, and an award-winning one. They accept that everyone is different, and I think that's one of the challenges that I've encountered looking at this regime, which is why I think that every one of the people that have this ZEP should get permanent residency. They are living here permanently, and they've started their lives, and they're doing different things.
Was the issuing of these, and I'm looking for a collective name for this particular regime. Do you have one perhaps for me?
Okay, the current regime is called the ZEP, Zimbabwe Exemption Permit.
Right.
It has changed every
4 years.
So before it was called the ZEP, it was called the ZSP. You know what I mean? So they've changed the name.
Right. Was the intention of the ZEP in all of its permutations to naturalize Zimbabweans that were coming into South Africa? In other words, to give them ultimate citizenry. Was that the purpose of it?
No, no, not at all, which is why we have been asked to go to the courts. One of the conditions for having this permit, they said, is that no, you cannot acquire permanency. You must live permanently in a country without actually becoming a permanent resident or a citizen.
I must tell you, Advocate, I'm a bit confused. You're saying to me that the original intent of this particular regime, in whatever name it appeared as at any given time, was not to provide permanent residence or naturalization for Zimbabwean nationals.
How
then does anybody read into that particular regime a promise of permanency, tacit or implied?
Well, that is a legal issue. Obviously, that will be traversed in the court. But what we've had is a situation where these individuals have given, after every renewal, more than 10 years of their most productive years of their lives, and are living in the country permanently.
Yeah.
But
how can we have an assumption of permanence when there was a very clearly stated reason for this particular regime, that it is not for permanence? How do we then assume permanence in that?
Okay, that becomes the issue of the wording of the law that was used to give them the exemption.
It is a permanent, non-permanent.
The department used a provision that allows for permanent residency, and they used that provision to say you can be in the country temporarily. That is legal. It's a legal issue. It's a technical one, but it will be transitioned to the court. That's the part that's sub judice.
Let me try and understand once again, Advocate. So this regime basically said to people, you can come to South Africa, but you'll never be a permanent resident unless, of course, you go through certain processes. On the basis of this,
you can't go through any processes. That's a legal issue. They said that you can't. You cannot. We're banning you from even trying.
All right, but people were living here permanently.
They're living here permanently. Yeah, they don't have any other home. So the question really is, or the issue really is, do you accept people who have migrated into your country and they live in your country permanently for a long period of time, and allow them to, you know, they grow their businesses, they become an integral part of society, and then you say after 15 years that you're not in the country permanently, you must go?
That's the question I'm asking you to help me with. But you said to me that it was sub judice. If the initial agreement was that you are coming into this country based on the fact that there are some difficulties in your country, and we are offering you refuge, and we are saying to you that we are doing this in order for us to be able to know who's here, how many of you are here, and for what reason you are here, which is part of the regularization process that you explained to me earlier on. But understand that that does not mean that you are here permanently. You will be allowed to participate in economic activity. You will be able to raise your children in this country. You'll be able to do everything in this country. But that does not mean that you are permanently given citizenship in this country. That makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't, because it doesn't make sense to me. And it doesn't make there's several laws. There's I didn't want to burden your audience with the laws.
Sure. Just give us a taste, advocate. Because I'm doing that right now. Yeah. Okay.
Let me land the plane.
Okay.
So what you're saying is, well, first of all, you premise it on suggesting giving people refuge. They're not refugees. If the refugees have gone through the procedure for refugee status, okay, so they're not refugees. We have to be specific. And you are going into legal technicality, so I have to then correct you there, not refugees. Two, they have come into the country and have had their rights to live permanently for a period of, that's the essence, right? They're saying that you are permanent in the country for 4 years. And then you're permanent in the country for another 4 years or 5 years.
How can you be permanent for 4 years? If you're permanent, you're permanent.
That's what the permanent says, which is why we're challenging it. I'm glad you're raising it. I say that they should be permanent residents without a period of time. That's what we argue, that these people should be, if they're in the country permanently, they
let me try and ask the question this way, advocate. Is it a legal issue, or is it just an issue of the confusion of meaning? Because you can't say something is permanent. You can't say something is permanent and then it's 4 years. It's just a negation of the meaning of the word permanent. Permanent does not have a time frame to it.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's exactly the argument that we're making. The ZEP was given on the basis of a provision in the Immigration Act that provides for permanent residency. The ZEP is not a temporary visa. Because of the Immigration Act, you will not find the ZEP permit there. That's the reason why you're asking, like,
wasn't this a special arrangement? In other words, wasn't this arrangement that was done on the basis that there are some difficulties in Zimbabwe? There are obviously different categories of people from Zimbabwe coming into South Africa. Some,
now you're talking about two different things. You go from law to then something you're saying special.
But is that not what you said to me? In other words,
it's not me. I don't make the laws here. I'm not Home Affairs. I'm not the government.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get an
understanding. I didn't make the ZEP. I didn't make the ZSP, and I didn't make the DZP. Yeah. I didn't do it. That was done.
All right, Advocate Simba Chitando.
You should ask the Department of Home Affairs.
Yeah, yeah. No,
this is the issue. You're asking me.
Yeah.
You should be asking them. Why did they give ZEP and before then they called them ZSP, all these terms that don't actually exist in legislation, to people, and it's not found anywhere in the Act. And then you ask me questions of, well, what do you mean they're in the country permanently and there's a condition that they must not be here permanently? Those are questions for Home Affairs to answer. I didn't make the law. What I am saying is that these people have been here for a long time under whatever
regime you want. All right, Advocate Simba Chitando, thank you very much. We hear you, my brother. Thank you very much for your explanation. Much appreciated. And you're right. I think some of these things are those that must be explained to us by the Department of Home Affairs. We wish you all the best in your legal fight with the government. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Advocate Simba Chitando.